This morning, I'm going to be speaking from the book, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. But before I read the scripture, I want to share a couple of experiences that kind of are along this lines. I've been praying over the scripture now for some days. This is the lectionary scripture for this week. And about what it means to be blind. To talk about blindness from a physical sense and from a spiritual sense. And what it means to experience darkness that is really hard to move past. Well, a couple things that I would share is last night, or yesterday evening, I had the opportunity to go hunting. And as I went into the woods, I said, oh, you know what, I'm not going to take a lot with me. I'm just going in for a couple hours. So I left my backpack at the house or in the truck and went off in the woods. Well, right at dark, I had some deer come in and I had to wait for it to get really dark to leave so I didn't scare them. No problem. Turn the light on my hat and I'll be good to walk out of the woods. I had about 2 seconds of light and then it went completely dark. And then I said, okay, I'll get in my backpack and get my spare flashlight that I always carry. My backpack's in the truck. So it was quite interesting to walk out of the woods in complete darkness. And as I did, I was thinking about what it means to be blind and how it is to not be sure of what your next step is. Now, was I going to trip over a rock, step in a hole, step on a snake? What was I going to encounter as I walked out of the woods? Fortunately, I've been down that path many a time and I did okay. Didn't break anything, it didn't get lost, and so I was good. But it was really, really, really dark whenever I made it back to my vehicle. And I thought about what it means to be blind. To not be able to see. This morning, I took Angel and covered her eyes up and tried to get her to point out people. And if you think about that, when we really cannot see with our eyes, we have to rely on the rest of our senses. We have to rely on our eyes, on our hearts, to sense things and to put things together. Now, the blessing that I was thinking about on the night of our anniversary, we went to this ball game, had an opportunity to sit. I like to people watch. I just really like to watch people when they're walking around. And somebody else likes to do that too. And you can tell if you watch people. I mean, we're at this high school football game, and it was a senior night. And a lot of these kids were getting ready. This was their last ball game. They're graduating this year. And you could tell some of them were really excited. Some of them were not so certain about what the next step was going to be. And you could see it in their faces. And then, of course, you could see the kids that were happy-go-lucky, no care in the world, walking around. And then you could see the ones that had some pain in their face for whatever reason. Maybe it was something at home. Maybe it was something in school. Maybe it could have been a lot of different things. But I would dare say that there were some of those kids that were experiencing a blindness in their life. A blindness maybe because of their own doings, or perhaps a blindness because of something out of their control, but they were having to experience that. So I would read to you now the Gospel of Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, as we read this scripture, there's some question about whether or not this is a physical or a spiritual blindness. And I think if we just read that scripture in itself, we believe that Bartimaeus was experiencing a physical blindness. But I think it goes deeper than that, in that he also had experienced a spiritual blindness at some point in his life. And if we read the scriptures leading up to this, and those after, and then those back in the Old Testament, we see so many places where it talks about how we need to quit relying on the vision of our eyes and to rise up out of the darkness that is this world around us and the darkness that is it is sin and start to see more clearly through our faith. And we know blindness can take on a physical sense, but it can be a spiritual state. It can be a lack of understanding. And regardless, we come to a place with blindness that we cannot see with our eyes or to see clearly with our eyes. We lack that vision. A few weeks ago, we were talking about the darkness and how the light shines into the darkness. And we talked about what kind of anxiety we felt when we were in a place of darkness. So if we woke up in the middle of the night and the power was out in our house, being completely dark, if we're out in our yard and things go completely dark, then we have some anxiety. Because light provides comfort, it provides reassurance. But if you think about it, if it's completely dark in here, there's something powerful about having a flashlight. If we're in a completely dark parking lot and there's one street light, I can promise you everybody in that parking lot is going to be around that street light at some point. Because that light provides some sense of security and some sense of comfort. Now, when we think about vision and we think about lighting up the darkness, again, we focus too often on our eyes and fail to think of it from a spiritual sense. We have to see with our hearts. Just like I experienced last night walking through the woods in the darkness. Think about a person that doesn't have God in their life. Think about a person who doesn't quite get it yet or quite understand. They're walking through life the same way. They don't know when they're going to trip and fall. They don't know what obstacle they're going to face. They don't know what dangers lie around the corner or what the next step is going to hold. Because they're walking through life blind to what the real truth is. And that truth is in Jesus Christ. But I would say to you that it doesn't matter who you are. That we all have or will or currently are experience a spiritual blindness. It doesn't matter how much education you have, what position you have in the church, what perception you have or experience. It doesn't matter. At some point, all have experienced or will experience a spiritual blindness. Preachers, laity, teachers, everybody, scholars, everybody has experienced a spiritual blindness. As I was preparing for this sermon earlier in the week, I read something from a well-respected, well-known preacher. He said, "I am ordained as an elder in the United Methodist Church. I have a master's in divinity, I have a doctorate in theology, and I have been preaching for 35 years, and I am sad to say that I have been spiritually blind." It does not matter who you are. It happens. So look at the scriptures that we have just read this morning. Does it not surprise you what the disciples said? Here's this man that is wanting help, who's calling out to Jesus, "Son of David, come and heal me, restore my eyesight." And what did the disciples say? They said, "Shh, be quiet. Don't bother Jesus. He's got too much going on. He's more important. You're a beggar on the side of the road. Leave him alone." Talking about a spiritual blindness, the disciples did the same thing. Now, aren't we called to be disciples? We're commissioned to go forth and to make disciples. That means we are disciples. We're not a perfect people, though. And what we need to learn from the disciples in the Bible is that they were human beings just like us. They made the same mistakes that we do, but we just need to learn from those mistakes. Instead of saying to the man on the side of the road, the beggar who was blind, "Oh yeah, come on over here to Jesus. We'll put you two together." They told him to be quiet. Talking about a spiritual blindness. They were experiencing it. And we learn from that. We look around our community today and we see so much blindness in our community. If we look around our community and even our church with the discerning eyes of our hearts, we see a brokenness revealed, hopelessness, and those that are just lost. The other night when I was people watching, and it just, again, looking at a bunch of young people and just seeing the different emotions that people were having in the different places they were in their lives. There were some that I could look at and say, you know, this person really has it. And then there were others that I could say, you know what, they just don't quite get it yet. They're worried about living in the moment and they're not worried about what tomorrow holds. But our world is a broken place. There are so many people that don't understand. There are people that just don't get it. There are people that have lost their way. While there are those that have begun to search, which is great, people are searching for the light because they know that justifying grace, they're at the point of saying, I need God and I need to do something about it. And they're searching for that way to regain their faith. Will others continue to walk blindly because they don't even acknowledge that God exists? Now, those that are searching, we need to be ready to reach out to them, to help them see, to offer the light, to offer the Word of God, to offer the hope and the promise. But there are also those that just don't seem to understand. People that are spiritually blind in our communities, that don't even believe in God. But even in our faith communities, let's take it to that level. Even in our faith communities, there are people that are spiritually blind. It happens to all of us. But it happens on a more regular basis than we would even think. You see, there are people that think that they've got all the answers, and they don't. There are people that think they have figured out what's the least they've got to do to get to heaven. They think that being a Christian is about check boxes. If you know somebody like that, refer them to the story of Jesus and the rich man who got really upset when he said to Jesus, I've given all this money, I've done all this, I've done these good things, what else do I need to do to get to heaven? And Jesus said, you got to give up everything, follow me, be with me, conform to me, and you got to give up everything else. And he wasn't real happy. There are people in the faith community that think that we have the inclusive rights to Jesus Christ, that unless you are like us, you look like us, you worship like us, and you serve like us, then you can't have Jesus. So I would say there are those places that are spiritually blind. We need to look at our stance on different issues in this world. Are we being spiritually blind because we fail to see the viewpoints of others? Are we being spiritually blind because we fail to love unconditionally as God commanded us to do? Are we spiritually blind in those places in our life? This blind beggar, Bartimaeus, he recognized the need for a vision in his life. He had got to that point where he knew the only place, the only source of hope, help, and healing was going to come from Jesus Christ. And when he had that encounter with Christ, he cried out. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And when Jesus acknowledged, what do you need? He said, Teacher, Rabbi, let me see again. Let me see again. And I think that's a prayer or a petition that can be on all of our hearts at times. We cry out to our Lord and say, let me see, O Lord. Let me see again. Let me see with the eyes of my heart as you would have me to see. And perhaps Jesus will respond as he did to Bartimaeus and said, your faith has made you well. Get up. Your faith has made you well. But you'll notice that when the blind beggar got up, he didn't say, oh, cool, thank you, good, hey, I'm great now, and head on down to the road. He got up and he followed Jesus. He was thankful for what Jesus had done in his life, and he got up and he followed Jesus into the city. He followed Jesus into the city. So not only was Bartimaeus blessed, the disciples were blessed and the people around him were blessed. The disciples had been shown another illustration of their spiritual blindness. But let's come back to those disciples for a minute. Those disciples, whenever
the blind beggar hollered out to Jesus, they said, "Shh, be quiet. Don't bother him. He's too important." Doesn't the world do the same thing to us now? Doesn't the world try to get us to be quiet? You know, if we talk about God, if we do all that good stuff, we might offend somebody. You know, we're supposed to be politically correct and all. We might offend somebody if we mention God. Despite the disciples' attempts to quieten the man, Jesus heard and he responded. And I would say to you today that despite the world around us trying to get our mouths to be quiet, talking about religion and all the good stuff, Jesus still hears and he's still ready to respond to those who cry out. And that we cannot be quietened by this world. We have to stand ready to offer the light of Jesus Christ into the darkness. We have to be ready to offer clear eyesight for the blind who cry out to Him. Those that are reaching and searching and wanting to know what else is out there, we have to be prepared to offer Jesus Christ by the way that we live and love and serve. Because we have been charged with loving God, loving neighbor, making disciples. We are to be bearers of this light, to reach out to those who seek. We are not to be quieted because people out there, they need to see, they need to know, they need to see the light. Now this light, it is available to all, regardless of their sin, regardless of the darkness in which they have walked, regardless of what they're facing in their life. You see, this light we talk about is the light that our Father has shared for us. It's a promise of an eternal life. It is a merciful grace given to us by Him. This light is the extraordinary Word of God and the amazing works of God being displayed through the lives of ordinary Christians just like you and I. God and Jesus, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are the light into this world. As we read in John 8:12, Jesus said to the people, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you will not stumble through the darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." Because the Word of God is light. In Psalm 119, "Your Word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path." You see, when we have the light of God in our lives, we can walk through the darkness without fear. We can walk through the forest without stumbling. And in this life, when we walk through the darkness, it's out there. The temptations, the sin, the struggles, the lack of understanding represents that darkness. But His light will provide a way. His light will reveal the snares and the traps and the holes and the rocks. And He will help us to see clearly if we will allow that light to shine. Isaiah 42:16 reminds us this. "I will lead the blind by a road they do not know. By paths they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, rough places into level ground." Brothers and sisters, what we know this morning is that God's light will never give in to the darkness. And we know that through the giving of Jesus Christ by our Heavenly Father, light has been brought to all of humankind. And we know that darkness cannot exist in the presence of light, and sin cannot exist in the presence of our Lord. As you go from here today, remember this. You may be the only light. You may be the only hope and the only love that someone has a chance to experience in their life today. Let your love and let your light shine. Help the people of this world rise above their blindness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.